Well, hello. You're listening to the Queens of the Blues podcast with me, Gina Coleman, from the band Misty Blues. This podcast celebrates the prolific female blues music from the early 1920s to present times. This show, entitled My Time Will Come, is all about Laverne Baker. Laverne began singing in Chicago clubs such as Club DeLisa in 1946, often billed as Little Miss Sharecropper, and first recorded under that name in 1949, leading to a recording deal with National Records in 1951, shortly before it folded. She changed her name briefly to B. Baker when recording for OK Records, switched to Dolores Baker, and then was billed as Laverne Baker when she sang with Todd Rhodes and his band in 1952. Let's kick off this episode with a classic, Backwater Blues.
Skies turned dark as night. Did trouble taking place in the lowlands that night? I woke up this morning, can't even get out my door. I packed all my clothes and they rode
In 1953, Laverne signed with Atlantic Records as a solo artist. Her first hit came in the early part of 1955, which reached number 14 on the national charts and sold over a million copies. Georgia Gibbs did a cover of one of her Atlantic songs, and Laverne sued Gibbs for copying her arrangement and vocal style. She did not win her suit, but it spurred Charles Diggs to lead a congressional investigation into song theft. Here's Take Out Some Time. In 1955, Laverne was the second most played female artist in the United States after Etta James. And she had a succession of hits on the charts over the next couple of years with her backing group, The Gliders. Give a listen to the title track of this episode, My Time Will Come.
You're treating my heart just like it was dirt, as though it was made to be hurt. Go on, have your fun. One day your time will come. You and my best pal are running around, spreading lies all over town. Go on, have your fun. One day your time will come. You're having your fling and doing everything that we had planned to do. Don't mind my love at all, just have yourself a ball. One of these days it will all come back to you. When all your friends have left you flat, that's when you come crawling back. But it won't help you none. That's when my time will come. That's when my time will come.
In 1958, Laverne was one of the best-selling artists for Atlantic. On a short list of the musicians who never sold less than 50,000 units, and by 1961, she had 3 million selling singles. In addition to singing, she did some work with Ed Sullivan and Alan Freed on TV and in films, including Rock, 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 and Mr. Rock and Roll. Here's Easy Baby.
Well, easy baby, easy does a thing. Well, easy baby, easy does a thing. When your loving's easy, it makes me want to sing. Well, you love me in the summer, you fill me all winter long. Well, you love me in the summer, you thrill me all winter long. Well, you know you done me dead and say that I've done you wrong.
In 1969, Laverne signed for a USO tour. She became seriously ill with bronchial pneumonia after a trip to Vietnam. While recovering at the U.S. Naval Base in the Philippines, a friend recommended that she stay as the entertainment director for the Marine Corps Staff NCO Club. She remained there for 22 years, returning to the United States after the base closed in 1991. Give a listen to C.C. Rider.
Catch that a cannonball.
In 1990, Laverne was among the first group of eight recipients of the Pioneer Award for the Rhythm and Blues Foundation. In 1991, she became the second female solo artist inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, following Aretha Franklin. In 2020, Laverne was inducted into the National Rhythm and Blues Hall of Fame. Let's close out this episode with another Bessie Smith classic. Here's Empty Bed Blues.
Deep down. that can't go wrong. I said he's a deep driver with a stroke that can't go wrong. Oh, he can touch the bottom and his wind holds out so long.
That's all for this episode. Now don't forget to check out Misty Blues and our Queens of the Blues tribute show whenever possible. Here are some upcoming dates which you can get more details on through our website, www.mistybluesband.com. On April 7th, the Misty Blues Duo will be performing at Boulder Dash Cellars in Richmond, Massachusetts. Now, digital pre-sales for our upcoming 25th anniversary album, Silver Lining, is available through our Bandcamp at special pricing. What I really love about Bandcamp is that you can also purchase and send an album to a friend. What's better than the gift of music? So go to mistybluesband.bandcamp.com for the latest album. Once again, this is Gina Coleman and the Queens of the Blues podcast. Until next time, be well and God bless.